Yippee! Yippee! Yippee!
Listen, let the title of this thing, no title again.
And I did
only be a. Is it rolling, Bob?
Check, check. Hello. Hello from Mossport. My voice will be a little low on energy. I'm lying down. That's, you know, you should never record when you're lying down, but hey, it's all I got. It's probably not quite 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon, July or June, whatever, 12 maybe, 13, 14, one of those. I'm at Mossport, parked in my usual spot, exactly the spot I was hoping to have. I was very surprised when I came up. Of course, my friend Donnie was not here. He has that great big old bus of a motorhome. The mechanic from Oshawa. He's probably in the paddock with his vehicle, so I'm going to visit, go down there later on. I'm just trying to catch up on some sleep. Yuki had me up by 5-ish, I guess, to go out. And then by 6:15, I was driving Daniel and Naoko to the airport. Naoko had a 10 o'clock flight. She said, don't make two trips, just make one. Drive Daniel, drop him off. And so that's what I did. And so, I mean, it saved both of them taking public transit. You can hear a couple of the cars. They're doing, it was practice this morning. I think it's qualifying now. There's several categories. This is the vintage race. So you've got your pre-war. Then there's about, you know, at least seven categories. But this is where you see these beautiful old MGs, MGBs, Austin Healeys. And a lot of variety. And then a few other races. There'll be an open wheel one, I expect. So qualifying today, and, you know, just good fun to watch all day Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I'll either come back Sunday night or maybe Monday morning, I don't know. My wife is in Vancouver. Well, she's on her way to Vancouver right now. I'm visiting an old friend and visiting my son, or staying at my son's place, our son's place. It's sunny. Very windy. Always windy up on this. It's just an open area. I mean, lots of trees all around, but there's just a wind blows through here, north of Oshawa. So, now that the races have started the qualifying, I left a chair up at my favorite spot. I always park here up on this hill. I could actually look out my window and see them going by. And then there's a better viewing spot right up on corner two. I've talked about all this before. Same story, same track, same race, in fact, except this is the 40th anniversary of these vintage racers. And it is great fun. I've already had a beer, but oh man, it feels good just lying here. So I may not make it up to the track for a while. I left a chair there, hooked it under a fence so that it won't blow away. And it's all good. Oh, one little surprise. Speaking of vintage vehicles, there's a 98, he said, I'm not sure, or earlier, Chevy Road Trek 210, parked right beside me. He was here when I arrived. I thought, hey, whoa, somebody's taking my spot. So still, I knew my spot. It's marked. There's a little bit where there used to be a fire pit.
And I've parked right in front of that. So I have my view, he has his, or they have theirs. And all is good. Nice couple from Cambridge area. And it's a classic, their car, their vehicle. So anyway, that's it. I had a lot of things to say, but I don't really have the focus. One point I wanted to get across, I was talking to my son. He's been paying extra to take driver's license tests so I can get cheaper insurance, driver instruction, and qualify faster, because he needs this to drive out of the airport. Anyway, so the guy's giving me instructions. I can't follow, so like parallel parking. So I can do it easily if I just do it. But if somebody's telling me what to do, you know, pull up, wait till your mirror's parallel, okay, now, hard left, whatever. It's just confusing. I said, oh boy, you got that from me, because I can't follow verbal instructions. It's taken me like my whole life to realize what some of my mental processing shortcomings were. And it's, again, wiring, for want of a better term. And it's a wonder I got through school. You know, university is different. You just sort of know what to do. And, it's not an intelligence thing. It's an information processing gap or malfunction or something. I don't even think it's that serious. Just we all process things in different ways. And I can read it and understand it. And looking at these cars, the beautiful nostalgia of being able to identify them all from the 60s and 70s. But somebody was to tell me directions, knew another way to get home, and starts telling me, I haven't heard anything from the first left turn. It's gone. It was never recorded to start with. All right, I'm going to stop now. This is getting rough. I just want to lie down a little longer. All right. Oh, God, it's so nice to have this bed. Love this road trip. Scarborough Dude. Signing out from Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. Bye for now. I was going to promise. That looked like a Lotus. Oh, a Merlin Mark 6. Wow. Couple of triumphs. I was going to promise not to give you too much trackside stuff, because, I did that on the first one or two. But Jesus. It's just all nostalgia for me. Like, I remember as a teenager, you know, oh my God, it would be so neat to have. You could buy there's a Lotus 7 kit. You could assemble it. Remember, I bought all the Road and Track magazines. And that was a Swift DB5. Oh boy. Of course, my nostalgia is also from a year ago when I was at the same race. They've done it very neat. There's a whole race just for Volvos this year. And that's a real range. I remember, oh my God, my favorite Volvo. There's the P1800. That was sporty looking one. Those were just dream cars. I mean, cars really appealed to me when I was young. And I realize now trucks do too. When I see a big truck going down the road, transport truck, trailer truck, semi, I'm impressed. There's something about, I would guess what is the word? It's not the masculinity of it, but something like that. The power, the brute force, the elegance to a really nicely designed modern truck. They're just beautiful. But these classic cars that are going by now, like every one of these as a teenager, you know, back in high school, I would have been reading through the magazines. I confessed this last time, my knowledge was very superficial. It was more of the looks than anything else. There goes that Lotus Super 7 kit. One of the slowest of the bunch. But they were just so nice looking. And you dreamed of, you know, an Austin Healey 3000. That was already old by the time I was, you know, in high school. But they were just classics then. The MGTD, you know. Anyway, it's so stupid to call these out unless you're a car enthusiast. But I just needed to share the thrill I have sitting here. I've got a spot I found last time right up on the top ridge of this, looking down into corner two and up into corner. I can see all the straightaway and up as it winds around corner three. Yeah, I've said that before. I have the feeling I've lost even more listeners, and that's okay. It matters less to me now. It's just, hey, it's about enjoying the life you've got, being in the present, and here I am in the sunshine, got my great Australian hat on to protect me. God, am I shouting? People are starting to look at me. That's a very, very small crowd. Of course, it's only Friday afternoon. There'll be a few more tomorrow on Sunday. Some people will just come up for the day. You know, you can easy to drive here. It's nothing from Ajax or Oshawa. And I talked to those people in the classic road trek 210. And anyway, it's all right. I've noticed amongst the drivers, they list the car, the number, so you can identify it, the year, the make, the model, name of the driver, and their hometown. And there are three from Scarborough. So when I go back into the paddock, I will make a note of the car and then look up the driver. I was thinking, you know, now, Kim, wouldn't that be a better podcast? Shouldn't you up your game a little? Shouldn't you actually be giving people other voices, you know, interview some people? And my answer to myself was, I just don't feel like it. I want the lazy way. For me, this is what keeps me going. It's my podcast. It's me. It is this audio journal. And if it has very limited appeal, that's fine. I'm doing it for me. This is my comfortable place. And to actually try and put out a podcast, which I've done before, of interviewing people. Oh, it takes more effort and there's purpose. And then I would want it, if I did that extra, I'd be wanting people to care and respond to it. So, you know, there goes that idea. It really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I think what matters is I'm here. It was always touching. It is always touching. Saying goodbye to my wife at the airport and telling her I love her and how much better my life is because of her. I just need her to know that. It's, you know, any marriage, I've said this before, my God, is there anything I haven't said? Marriages aren't necessarily easy things. There will be differences. People want to put a good outside face, and there are some who insist, no, this is my life partner and it is all glory and bliss. You must be a pretty advanced human to have achieved that level of cooperation, understanding, because generally if we're having a bad day, it's going to spill into our relationships and vice versa. Okay. Anyway, I guess, that's why I'm trying to, this is not just about me sitting by the racetrack. It's about, why am I here? What does it mean to be here? Who was I when I first had this love for cars? All right. Catch you later. These will be short clips. Bye for now.
I'm taking the electric seat 100 times
to 100. Sounds like
something from NASCAR.
No. I think movies now.
Sounds like a NASCAR.
It is that same Friday. It is evening time, and I will own up now to probably being just slightly drunk. Lightly drunk. Not toasted. I got my weed beside me, but I haven't lit up yet. But buzzed. Not my fault. They're giving out free beer tonight. So, there you go. I cannot believe it. I mean, it was a ridiculously cheap price to come here. Park your vehicle for 3-4 nights, whatever you want. Races for 3 full days. And then, for Friday, Steam Whistle Brewery's putting on something. There was no signage, there was nobody talking about Steam Whistle. There was just vats of cans of beer. You know, buckets of ice, huge buckets full of ice, cold cans of beer. Just help yourself. Nobody's counting, nobody's checking, nobody's handing them to you. You just reach in and grab one. And then somebody says, oh, yeah, they've got these ribs over there. I asked one of the marshals, where do you get the free beer? Oh, I'll go over there and, get, they got ribs, too. And you stand in line for a very short time, and suddenly you got a plate with 3 hot, spicy chicken wings and 3 really tasty ribs. An hour and a half, 2 hours later, you go back because you see people still coming out with them. And you go back and there's no lineup. And the guy says, how many do you want? Put your number down there. We'll give you as many as you want towards the end of the evening. So I had a second plate of ribs and spicy chicken wings. And, of course, more beer. But where'd I get the beer this time? This time you go to the other side. And the guy says, oh, yeah, go over there. They got subs. There were thousands of sub sandwiches. All wrapped, your choice, white bread, dark bread, ham, assorted meats, turkey, roast beef, just grab whatever you want. So I got 2 subs, I just put them in my fridge now, for lunch tomorrow, and then bags of chips, I got 3 bags of chips, at least 3, a Cheetos in there and a horrible ketchup chips, but still. I got a Ripples. And then at the end of that line is another bucket of Steam Whistle beer. So, hey, what kind of an idiot is not going to get drunk? Honestly, it was amazing. Okay, so, to top it all off, you're going around and you're talking to all the guys. I hooked up with a guy from Lachine. Lived on 53rd. I lived on 48th. And get a long story. The car he had, the MGB, was owned by somebody he knew very well. Just a man, he said, he's never met another person like him on the planet. Like, just an amazing character. And this guy is a mechanic, and he got hold of that original MGB, showed me the pictures, and completely rebuilt it in this guy's honor. Beautiful. I took some pictures. Absolutely beautiful in a really gorgeous red with the former owner's name in gold, and quite amazing. So you're going around, you can visit any spot and just take pictures and talk to the drivers. The Volvos are here. There's a Volvo race, and Volvos are classic. Those are cool cars. And there's one that wasn't racing. It was just a classic old Volvo. I guess it would have been the 142. I'm not sure the model, but anyway, talked to the owner of that. He's had it 40 years, and amazing. And then, you hear a band playing, you walk up, and there's amazing blues rock band, the kind you'd hear in a bar, but like they're 11 people band, 11 man band, except there's a woman singing, horn section. Really, really good. Now, I walked up to the guy, because the guy did Dark Side of the Road, Van Morrison song, and I walked up and complimented him. Asked if there's another set. Yep, there will be. I said, I'll just go and have a token of beer, and he said, yeah, I'll do the same. And so I'm on my way back there. But I needed to tell you, There's a weird thing here. This place is empty. There are so few people. Free food, free beer, free band, 3 days of races, dirt cheap to come to it. We were all fucking people in Toronto with millions of people. And my first thought was because they're too fucking stuck up. And that's not really fair or polite. But, like, here, the women were dancing up, and the band doesn't even have a stage. They're doing it on a pavement in the paddock. And the women are just, whatever they're wearing, you know, that's what they're dancing in. And I just have the feeling so many people in Toronto, when people go to clubs and things, are just so self-conscious. They wouldn't think of coming up to some place north of Oshawa for a fun weekend. And it's, you know, it's sad, because this is great. This is Canada. This is beautiful. This is fun. And yet, where is everybody? You know, and somebody's losing money somewhere. I mean, somebody paid for that. The ticket price did not cover all that food and beer. You know, because sponsors, great. But like I say, they're not even doing anything to say, hey, here's Steam Whistle. Anyway, I'm happy. Hey, you know, I wouldn't want a whole lot of people here. Except that I want this thing to keep going. I want people to know, hey, whatever it is you guys are doing. And everybody you talk to is friendly. And that, from the marshals to the, you know, people helping out here, the volunteers, the band, the people serving the subs and the beer, and the drivers, you know, the owners and drivers. They're just amazing. They're doing it for the love of it. So it's a great vibe, and I'm very happy that it's become part of my life again. And it will continue to be. I mean, I will be. These first two races of the season, May and June, I'm pretty damn sure next year this time I'll be here. Try to get my buddy in Nova Scotia to come up and join me. Anyway, the band started. I think I got to light up a J and maybe head on down there. Scarborough Dude signing out. I hope, like, I know this is a journal and, you know, but I hope in between sometimes I say things that are worth taking note of, you know, in just in terms. I've got this Alan Watts book, and you know, people, well, who's Alan Watts? Well, what do you mean, who's Alan Watts? Everybody should know who Alan Watts is. And anyway, it's good. I gotta get back, join the party. I'm sitting in the back of somebody's truck because I can't stand. Scarborough Dude signing off, and I'll be back later, and you will have another Mall Sport weekend with me, whether you fucking like it or not. Bye for now. Good morning. Oh, I'm still lying in bed. Oh my God. Oh. The races have started. Getting up yet. Yeah, I guess that means it's 8 o'clock. Hang on, I'll be right back. Is there a pause button? Good morning. After 9, and you can tell that the races have started. I don't know if this is qualifying or practice or what, but it's several classes at once of the vintages. this is from where I'm sitting outside the road track. This is what's so wonderful. I have this line of view, which I've had every time. As they're just coming up this hill. And then they just beat it on down to corner two, which is where I'll station myself later. They've grouped them by how long it takes them to do a lap. You know, a minute and 40 seconds, minute and 50 seconds. You know, and if they're in a group that goes faster than the average lap speed that they've set, then they'll have to be moved up into another group to keep it fair. It's a good system. And this way they're limiting the number of cars on the track at once in a race. But good fun. I am still in my pajamas. I have not had my coffee yet. I'm guessing to somebody this might be annoying. You know, why would I record with all this noise on? It's almost as noisy inside the inside cell with the windows open. I love it myself, but maybe you know, as a listener, it's just distracting. It's just a noise, irritating noise. That noise was actually three vehicles. Anyway, I know it does not make for engaging listening. I want to tell you about last night. I recorded when I was half drunk. I just come back from the band. I was going to go back down for the next set. And it started to rain. Hang on. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to check to see how annoying this really is. I'll be right back. Third attempt to start recording today. I'm back where I started from, lying down on the bed. It's just after 10 a.m. on the Saturday morning, and the Formula Classic race is starting up, but there are races all day today and all day tomorrow, so I don't need to be sitting in my spot trackside watching the action. There'll be more later on of the same cars. It's, god damn. Thursday night was horrific, apparently, for the people who are here. Just a heavy rain. Friday was beautiful, perfect all day. And didn't start raining until the band's second set. And they just sort of quit after the first song. I'll get back to that in a minute. And then, I guess, probably rained a bit during the night. I don't know. And now the sun is in full. I'm thinking, geez. And I have to get myself some new shorts. I'm not happy with the short pants I brought. So, you know, it's getting there. But the weather is very changeable up here. Anyway, so much for the weather report. But it does. I mean, it makes a difference for the races. You know, if it's really heavy, dangerous rain, they're going to put these things out in the... Not going to put these things out in the track. Also, today is a special bonus. They're having horseless carriages. And that is a category of... vintage cars going back for the 1910s and around then, just a few of them doing just maybe a parade and not a race, that's for sure. But there's been one that's just an ancient old black Cadillac that's been going around, like you see in old, you know, the earliest of Charlie Chaplin movies. Anyway, last name. So, a little bit of rain came. I recorded. Okay, sorry, the radio. I got the radio on for this station. And, you'll be getting a bit of noise. This spot I have is perfect. My chair is outside, and I can sit there and just see them. There's just one gap where you can see each and every car going by. And then it's a short walk to my spot up on the hill, looking down into corner two. But I can't move. I overdid it a bit last night. I went for that second plate of ribs and chicken, spicy chicken. I know, sometime in the middle of the night, I woke up with heartburn. Lucky for me, I knew exactly where I had packed my, antacids. And got one of those and went back to sleep, so that helped. But, yeah, there was a little fire going on, so there's a little bit of, hardly rain, but there's a fire here. Nice little, and a beautiful smell. And I walk up to it and I look and I see there's people set back a distance under the awning of their trailer, a couple. And so I greet them with the standard, do you mind if I just stand and smell your fire for a while? And they kind of laughed. And I said, yeah, you know, that's, it's a maple, a special kind of maple anyway that he'd cut down in his yard. And was burning it, and it really was just a glorious smell from it. And next thing you know, rain starts. Well, come on in under the awning. Next thing you know, well, listen, let me get you a chair. And once I'm in the chair, I haul out my beer. That beer finishes. He says, let me get you another beer. And then, I turned down the third other beer because I was already drunk by the time I showed up. And I just finished half a J. So I was in. I was like a guest who was spot on the Johnny Carson show. Like I just did my shtick, and I was very charming. I don't mind saying that because hey, that's how I've survived in life. I know how to play the game, and we joked about that. We talked about it because his story after talking to me for a while talked about some old bum on the beach who would wade out into the water in this area where these expensive yachts came, with a glass in his hand, and pretend he had a yacht just a little further down, and meanwhile go up to each yacht and cage drinks and shrimp and dinners and so on. He did this every night. So I asked, I said, should I be insulted by this story? And we joked about whether I didn't have a motorhome here at all. I was just going from place to place getting drinks. Anyway, it turned out the fellow was just retired from the military and had lived all over Canada. He had a very special niche area. He was a specialist in generators, which strategically military needs. And his stories were just great. And his lovely wife, a nurse, retired nurse, just great people who really lived their life well. I kept teasing them, said, "No, you guys, surely you won the lottery." But they manage their money. They have a place in Florida. They've got this trailer. He's gone through so many. He's traveled everywhere in Canada, sent over to Germany with the military, and then to Yugoslavia during the wartime, and doing very strategic work about, where do they need power? What are the resources the Canadian military needs? And he talked a lot about how the Canadian military is one of the poorest of all, and just poor old equipment. So it teaches him to be very, very practical. So the story he gave, which I found, I like these kind of, these are the kind of people that our friends, our medic, the virtual Uper, would have found very interesting, and they would have found him interesting. He said they're trying to think, what do we need in the way of nuts and bolts? Like, and these things are heavy to bring over. What size is, it's got to be metric, it's got to be, the American system. You have to cover all things. And so they're asking, what do you need? Come up with all the ideas. And he thought about it and said, no, all we need is certain lengths of threaded pipe, and we'll cut and make our own. And we'll attach on a piece to make the bolt head. And it was neat. It was just like, here's a guy who has practical knowledge. He was He's rebuilt a lot of things. Anyway, you know, the kind of people I'm fascinated in, but then they found me Glenn, so fascinating. So in between the stories of his practical one, I'm giving my acid trip in Morocco, the hippies on Crete, and it was back and forth, and for all of us, a totally enjoyable evening. Perfect Strangers, now it is Dennis and Jan, I think. People I will see tonight, his sons are coming up. Yeah, come out and join us tonight, and that's the kind of thing that can happen in Mossmore. It's the kind of thing that can happen if you're open-minded and you're not shy about going to talk to people. With me, a few beer under my belt and then a toke, I'm all for it. So I just wanted to share that with you. I did get, I mean, I was quite drunk by the time I left there, and that was fine. So that's why we're having a slightly slower start in the day, but I've already fired up the generator. I made my pot of coffee. I've eaten some breakfast. And I think I'm just going to lie here a little longer. I haven't started my Patti Smith book. I'm very anxious. And part of me says, no, just lie down and read. I got the windows open. There's a breeze coming in. I got the noise of the races. And I can just sort of peek out the window and see them going by. So all is good with this dude, I'm telling you. Rediscovering Mossport, this is just the kind of thing this road trek is made for, this kind of camping outing, and just the kind of thing I need in my life. As we talked, and I've talked to a lot of older people here, you see a lot of just old buddies who have been friends probably since they were teenagers, just, you know, are hanging out together, and that includes some of the drivers who know each other. It's just a very sociable, people just like to hang out and talk. Kind of a guy thing, but there's lots of women there, and it's just lots of fun. So there's my report. I hope you get it. I'm sure you do. Whether you care or not, it's another story, but that doesn't matter either, does it? All that matters is me telling myself what a great time I'm having, and yes, I am. Thank you very much. Bye for now.
Child's most recent recording, Can You Hear the Music? Or Peace of My Heart, This Road, and the title song, and showing three distinct sides of this band and the depth. Donnie Walsh, a very accomplished guitarist, harmonica player, and a great songwriter, a great band leader, has kept that group going for many years. They're celebrating their 50th birthday party at the Toronto Downtown Jazz Festival, and it's going to be easy for you to look up the links and find it online. Come and see them play, and come to the Toronto Downtown Jazz Fest. So many free events, of course. There are ticketed events as well.
Sounds like a good idea.
Under the streets and soak in the music. It's one of the best parts about summer in the Big Smoke. And we are so pleased.
It's always a big deal. I never go to it. I think I've gone once.
And everything. So come down there and say hi. And a lot of our radio personalities would be used to say the job.
Okay, I'm going to turn that down a little bit. It's been great listening to this station and this show in particular, All Night Blues Station, All Night Blues Show. I'm comfy in the road track, sitting in the front seat facing backwards with my feet up on the other seat. It's just grown dark. And I'm faced with a question, a decision. Stay here, spend the night alone, spend the evening alone. Continue to do what I'm doing. Drink my Kilkenny beer, read a little more Patti Smith, listen to the good music. That sounds just fine. But it also occurred to me that the people I met last night that I had so much fun with invited me to come tomorrow, you know, and meet their sons. So the other part is, that would be a totally new experience. It would require a certain amount of energy and be interesting to meet two individuals I will never otherwise meet. You know, the children of these two, and two individuals I understand are very different, and it's going to make me reflect of my own two sons. Speaking of which, I just had a nice little text message from my son in Vancouver using his mother's phone, and it was a picture of her. They bought two ceramic pumpkins, just white, in some shop, and they were painting them with polka dots from the Japanese artist, the woman who was all the rave of the art gallery here when tickets were sold out for that event, of all her polka dots everywhere. And the picture was so beautiful. It was my wife sort of sitting on his sofa, and she was holding an orange one and painting, the color was. And in the front, the one he had been working on was a beautiful rich dark blue with white polka dots, or maybe the whites just came through. But what a nice thing for them to be doing, This is so different from what I'm doing now. I guess I'm a little bit in a state of wonder about, how different every single one of us is. Every single one of us, every single human. We try to lump people together, especially when they are believers. The different things that make us happy, and of course the many things that make so many people unhappy. I am reading that book by Alan Watts. That's what's got me going on this line. It's very dense. He's just a wonderful writer, and he's so clear. And there are so many lines I read. Oh, I've got to share that on the podcast. I've got to read that line, that paragraph. It is about happiness, and written in 1940. Amazing, and then updated. A new foreword put in, saying the stuff still applies. And it's just, he just had this rich understanding of Eastern religions and different ways of looking at things. And the main focus is the problem we, in particular in the Western world, have of separating ourselves from nature, from life. Like, it's me and everything else. And the idea is so hard for us to really hold on to the interconnectedness that we're not separate. And anything that makes it seem as if we're separate, like our stream of consciousness, our mind, our talking, our words, our thoughts, our desires, our feelings, they are delusions. They're just a product of this whole complex organism, but they have no meaning really in themselves. We are like the trees, and anyway, you go down that road, and wow, yeah, I know it's true, but boy, is that ever hard to hold on to. So, there you go. So I guess, I don't know, maybe that answers my question. I did step out and smoke about half a J to get me to this point. And I think the answer is, I'll stay in. Now, one thought, as I reached into my little bag where I keep the recorder, sometimes I love being organized. Knowing where things are, it's just a wonderful thing. And I've got to do a better job on the road trip. Right now it's messy because it's lived in. Why put the bread away when you're going to use it tomorrow morning, and everything that's out. But everything will be put in its place, and I'll know where to look for them next time I go out on a trip. Anyways, I was seeing, as I reached in my bag, I just had this thought, maybe because of the line I read in the Patti Smith book about a syringe, about somebody, like the podcasting for me is like a heroin addiction. I have to do it. I have to do it. I couldn't just sit here tonight and not talk to you or not raise the question, do I visit those other people or do I just stay here? Somehow I have to express that to be done with it. So I think there's something not right about that. But there might be another part of me that just surrenders and says, well, it is what it is. I do it just because I have to do it. So what? Do I have to evaluate it too? The act of doing, do I have to judge myself? Why are you doing this podcasting? Well, Why do some people do whatever it is they do? So I'll leave that there. Maybe is this a little tinge of loneliness? Am I reaching out? Is this why I'm talking here? That I'm not content, really, fully, just to be by myself. I have to share, but you're not there. It's me sitting in the car talking. Yes, yes, yes. But I'm imagining the recipients. I'm imagining somebody is there. That I imagine that I am talking to somebody. That's it. I imagine I'm talking to you, perhaps. So, yeah. You could sit here and analyze this forever, or excuse me, conclude that, yeah, that's what happens when you have a talk. And carry on enjoying the rest of the evening. So I think I'm going to crank up the music and bid you farewell for now. Good morning. I'm sitting here in my folding chair, right beside Sal. It's just wonderful. I felt like orange juice. Oh, open the door, bam, you reach into the fridge, and out it comes, ice cold. You already have your glass ready. I've made myself, first thing, of course, I'll fire up the generator to get all the electrics working, and then made a pot of coffee, poured that into the thermos to keep it warm, and so I've got my first cup of coffee on the go, and then decided I would make my specialty fried egg sandwiches, or a fried egg sandwich. Bread, cheese, spicy kind of pepperoni. And, you know, your fried egg in there. And it's just wonderful. There's the propane stove. Damn, fire it up. Off you go. So the cars are lining up. I had a wonderful... woke up, bright sunshine shining in. Like, again, this is my place. This is the, be the fourth time, I guess, yeah. Parked here. The sun just rises. I don't close the blinds in my car. I don't need the privacy at all. And I really like that feeling to wake up and you just see it's just, it's bright. And I lay in bed for another hour at least, probably dozed off again. Got a very good sleep. And so they've just finished. 8:30 a.m., they have something called the hard luck practice. And that's just for if there's any kinks or problems or things they want to sort out for one just final check before the races, they can get out on the track. And now they're lining up for the Vintage Historic 4, 5, and 6. So many, many cars. Again, all vintage, so we're going back in time. And it's just a fun race. But there's races all day. They are starting now at 9, and the last race is at 3:30 this afternoon. They're just about 20-minute races to fit them all in. And so, well, I'll probably go. I want to go watch the Volvo Nationals, just the Volvo race. Those are cool. But I thought I'd just stick around the morning, stick around here. I think maybe the smart move would be to bring my chair up and leave it there so I've got a spot. Because, you know, it'll, you know, people will trickle in. And then come back here and tidy up. I think I'm deciding I'm going to go home today. There's no reason really to stay the extra night. The race is, you know, be finished by 4:30. It's still light. And I'll just take a nice... it won't get on the 401. I'll just take the back roads home. And because my son is there on his own, that's not the reason we're going back. But it'd be nice to be there. And I have a couple of leftover steaks I didn't cook. I'll do those for supper at home. So, great little getaway weekend. Very refreshing. I like this so much as a pattern. Great. Next year, I'll be doing the same thing. Yeah, it's just all good. I've been reading in bed now with my coffee. the Patti Smith book, Just Children, Just Kids. Wonderful book. I really have great admiration for her. I mean, I wasn't a huge music fan. I mean, they don't know really anything about her. It was really Connie buying me that other book, M Train, I think, that... I love just her sensitivity as an artist. And then, you know, following her on Twitter or Instagram, whatever. Yeah, Instagram. Just the pictures she posts and the things she says. She's just a wonderful, sensitive person and wrote beautifully and just raw honesty about her life. Like, here she is, a teenager living in, you know, New York with no money, no education. I'm hungry a lot of the time and no place to stay. Sleeping raw, sleeping outside, and sleeping in hallways. Well, there they go. Holy shit, it's a crowded field of all types. Now, there's one Volkswagen Bug in amongst all these others, and it just does amazingly well. It's incredible. It never is in first, but it's always up there challenging, taking people on the corners. It's terrific. So, another race weekend under my belt, and total enjoyment, and just the getting away, and having the time to reflect. I do think so much about, you know, think about life, like, you know, the meaning, the relevance, the who am I, the who am I in relation to others, and what do I need to learn still and understand, and so on. It's good. It's just good. All right, Scarborough Dude signing off. I'll get back to you later. I'm going to finish the rest of my sandwich, fill up my coffee, and read a little more Patti Smith. Doesn't that sound good? God damn it, it is. This is a rich life. Bye for now. Mix of noises here. I've got the CBC 2FM radio on. I love classical music sometimes. And it was perfect. I put it on when I was doing the dishes. I did a clean up. I came back for lunch. There's always a lunch break, of course. And I tidied up so that I can drive home tonight. I've decided, yeah, that's what I want to do. And there is this zen-like pleasure in the simplicity of, you know, putting on the water pump, putting on the hot water, getting the soap out, knowing where everything is. And then just cleaning your dishes and having a towel assigned. Okay, that's the dish towel. This is where they're going to lie out to dry. And knowing where everything goes back in the drawer and the cupboards. It's just very, very satisfying. It's sort of, in a way, it's not really minimalized. I got a lot of junk. But there's a practicality to it all. All right, sounds like they're going to get the races going again. I'm sitting between two gentlemen who know everything there is to know about racing. One has been coming since he was a child. His parents are marshals. These are the guys who use the flags. And the other fellow was a mechanic and raced minis, Mini Coopers, in the 60s and 70s. And then decided to get it sold that and got into boating and it just kept getting a bigger and bigger boat and finally said to his wife, why don't we do this full time? And bought a 40-foot yacht and with his French-Canadian wife and they just sailed, you know, up the Atlantic all through, you know, from Chatham, Ontario originally. Oh my God, national anthems. It's the big time. And just sailed through the Caribbean and all over for 14 years living on a boat. Amazing. And anyway, the degree, the variety of people here, and how many Canadians with secret stories that they don't go bragging about like I do, but they've just, they've lived good lives. That's another one I've met, you know, just really people with interesting stories. And the secret is, hey, you got one life. Don't fucking piss it away doing things you don't want to do. You know, be practical, you know, look after your kids, but, you know, surely you have some dreams. Anyway, it's different strokes for different folks. You know, always got to come back to that one. So this is pretty awful. This I gotta shut down the music here. Hang on. Climb back in. It's nice to have this option, but I guess maybe nobody else wants to hear it. Oh, shut that off. And time to head back. Left my chair up there between those people. And the Volvo race was excellent. A lot of fun. Just beautiful old cars. I don't know. Maybe beautiful's not. They're beautiful for the P1800. Ah, never mind. You don't care, do you? How many of my listeners actually care about cars? Effect. Yes, I guess I should have been standing up. Should have had my hat off. Didn't do any of that, sorry. But yeah, time to head back up the hill, and this is going to be it. It's been just a joy-filled weekend. You know, the extra bonus of Patti Smith. I guess, I don't even know if I told you the story of going to the Great Escape Bookshop. Anyway, there's a wonderful picture I took of her and posted of Catelyn, I think. And a very nice chat with her. Did I tell you? I invited her over to come and look at all my books, and when I die, she's going to have them all. Buy them all, sorry. Going to give that number to my wife. Yeah. All right. Happy Father's Day. Scarborough Dude, signing out. I don't know if I'll be coming back before I leave or not. And maybe just for one final word. Bye for now.